Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir, Daf Samach Gimel. We begin at the very top, Samach Gimel Lamed Aleph, with the brand new Mishnah. We're learning today, Li'ili Nishmas Harriet Morgenstern, Chaya Bas Yechiel Michal HaKohen, and also Li'ili Nishmas Mindel Bina Lerman, Mina Bina Bas Yaakov. This is Moshe Lerman's mom. Moshe has been a regular in the Shia for many, many cycles. We begin, very top, Samach Gimel Lamed Aleph, with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Nazir Shegilach, if you have a Nazir who did his Taglachas, he thought he was done with his Naziris period of time, let's say he took a Stam Naziris for Shloshim Yom, he thought he concluded it properly, Betara, and he brought his Karbanos, and he did his Taglachas, and Vinodalu Shu Tomei. And then, subsequent to that, he found out that he was, in fact, Tomei. So, if this was im tuma yedua, if this was something that people knew about, it wasn't what we would call tumas hatahom, which was a tuma that nobody knew about, but this was nebuch, a cemetery or a grave that he had passed over or somehow come into contact with, which people knew about. He just didn't realize it at that time that he was a mile over it or that he had touched the tumas meis. But this was something that was known im tuma yedua. So then soser. Even though he brought his kabanos, and even though he did his taglachas, since he was tameh while he was still a nazir, it retroactively uproots everything, and he has to repeat the entire nazirus. However, im tumas tahom, if it was this tumah that was known as tumas tahom, tahom literally means the depths, so this was a tumah, for example, a body that was buried there that nobody knew about. How could that be? Mistama, the person died and was buried over there and nobody knew about it. He fell into a pit and ultimately it was closed over. Whatever the scenario may have been, nobody really knew that this person had been buried there. This is called Tumas Tahom. And in this situation, if he has completed his Naziris, done his Karbanos and Taglachas, in this situation, Eino Sosa, even though he was Tomei, in fact, during his Naziris, but this Tumas at the home is a special unique din, as the Gemara will say, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, and it doesn't uproot his Naziris retroactively. Eino Sosa. Taptosis tells us, in Nazir Shegilach, says this Taglachas Tahara that the Nazir had done, and Vino Deshu Tomei, and he then subsequently found out that during his Naziris he actually had become Tomei, so if im tuma yaduahi, if this was a well-known tuma, people knew about this tuma, and the nazir just didn't realize he had passed over it, then so sir, it retroactively uproots everything. However, if it is this tumas hatahom, kolomar, shino delo shibimokum sh'over, subsequently, after he had done his taglachas tahara, he found out that he had gone over a road, that they now discovered a body under this road, and hoisa tumas tahom, so in this situation, nobody knew about this, and therefore he is not retroactively uprooting his Naziris, and his Naziris, in fact, was good. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, im ach lo gilach, however, if he hadn't yet done his taglachas tahara, albeit his 30 days are done, let's say, in the Stam Naziris, he just hasn't yet brought his korbanos and done his taglachas, in this situation, he now finds out that he was tameh. Beinkach, whether it was a tumah yedua, ubeinkach, whether it was a tumah that wasn't yedua, it was a tumah satahom, in this situation, since he hasn't yet done his taglachas, the din is that he's soser. He has to go back and redo his naziris. As the Rosh says, the Dibra Maschel, imash lukilah, even though, ukvar hevi karbanosav, even though he brought his karbanos, he brought the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatas, but he hasn't done his taglachas, so then in this situation, whether it's a tumah yedua, or whether it's a tumas at the home, it is soser. And the Rosh continues in the Ramaskul Ben Kach, he says, dog mire, because we have a Kabbalah. The Gemara would say, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. The tumas at the home, lo sosra, hainu dafka hecha denoda lo achar giluach. So this din of tumas at home only applies if it's only subsequently found out after the taglachas. But if it's before the taglachas, so then it is soser. Now, the Gemara says, Ketzad, what are we talking about? So, for example, Yarad Litbo b'Mu'ara, the person went down into a Mu'ara, a cave, to go and be Tovel in the mikvah water that's in that cave. V'nimsa Mace Tzof Alpi Amu'ara, and then they subsequently found out that there was a mace that was floating over there, and Mistama, he had been Mahil over this mace, or had touched this mace. So then in this situation, he is Tomei. Nimtza Mishuka Bekarka Amora, but if this mace was not on the surface of the water, so it wasn't known, it is Tumas at the home, it was deep in the Karka over there, and only somehow when they excavated, they found this out, so then depends. Yarad lehaker, if his original reason in going down to here to this ma'ara was to just cool off, lehaker, it was a hot day, and he went down to go swimming. So then tar, he is tar, because he wasn't tummy when he went down there, and we therefore leave things the way they are, that he was tar. However, if he was already tummy with Tumas mate, and he went down there to go and be mitar himself, he'd had the hazor on Shlishi and Shvi, and now he's going down to the mikveh to be mitar himself. So if he went down, litar mitumas meis, so then we leave the chazaka as it is, and even if it was only tumas at the home, we still say in this situation that he is tame, and he has to be soser his naziris. Why? Shecheskas tame, tame, we leave the chazaka that he was tame as it is. The cheskas tar, but if he was tar when he went down, he only went down the lohaker to go and cool off, so then he is tohar. As the Mishnah concludes, Shiraglayan Ladover. We basically have legs over here to stand on. In other words, we follow the Chazaka as it was in this Suffolk situation or the special din of Tumas Hatahom. So bottom line is, this Tumas Hatahom has a certain cooler to it, but only if nobody knew about it. It's really Tumas Hatahom. The Gemara will discuss this a little bit more. Also, if it was before the Taglachas, so then it still is Tumas, even as Tumas Hatahom. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it's only after the Taglachas that the din of Tumas Tahom, this unique halach halosh misinai, would apply. And finally, we just learned that he has to have been tahar for this din of Tumas Tahom, this halach halosh misinai din, to apply. If, in fact, he was tame at the time that he was potentially or knowingly subsequently over this Tumas Tahom, so then if he was tame, we just said, cheskaso cheskas tame. So we leave him in his chazaka of being tame. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, where do we learn this halacha of Tumas Tahom? Now, first, we're going to bring two opinions as to darshaning this from Psukim. One is the pasuk that's found by Nazir, and one is the pasuk that's found by Korban Pesach, because both of these two, this din of Tumas Tahom, applies specifically to a din of a Nazir becoming Tameh, and somebody who brought his Korban Pesach and subsequently found out that he, in fact, had been passing over or had come into contact with the Tumas HaTahom, and he does not have to go bring a Pesach Sheni. His Korban Pesach that he brought at the right time, what we call Pesach Rishon, was perfectly good, even though he was tummy at the time. So this din of Tumas Tahom is found by both of these two dinim, and not by Truma, for example, as Gemara will teach us. So the first is going to be an attempt to bring a raya from Psukim to deal with Nazir, and Psukim to deal with bringing the Korban Pesach. But ultimately, the Gemara will conclude that it is, in fact, a halacha Moshe Misinai. So we start off as follows. We know how immediately what psukim, what's the source in the Torah for teaching us this din. So we have a machlokus over here between Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says it's based upon the pasuk that we have by Nazir. The Amar Kor, the pasuk says, V'chiyomus meis olav bepesa pisom. If somebody were to go and is a Nazir, and he suddenly, somebody died in front of him, and he had no choice, he became Tameh, so then the words olav, V'chiyomus meis olav, the drush of olav means b'michuverislo. It is white. It is clear to him that he became tameh. And Rabbi Elazar says, here we see that if the tumah was not clear, so then there is this unique din of tumas hatahom. In other words, the only time this din of the nazir becoming tameh applies without any special unique din of tumas hatahom is if the meis was known. It was michuverislo. It was clear to him because meis olav. That is Rabbi Elazar's drusha. Reish Lakish brings from a pasuk by the Korban Pesach, where it says, Amar Kra, Reish Lakish, the pasuk there says, Amar Kra, ki yet tamei lo nefesh, obederech ochoka. If a person is tamei, he had tumas meis, or if, in fact, he was far away from Yerushalayim, the Gemara elsewhere discusses, what does that mean? How far away does he have to be? There's one opinion says he's just outside the gates of Yerushalayim. That's considered far away. Others say, no, it has to be a certain distance away from Modi'in and beyond. Others say it's even further. In any event, these people are allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. So it says over here, B'derech Rechokah. So there's a hekish over here between Tomei Lo Nefesh, Tumas Meis, and Derech Rechokah. So Reish Lakish darsens the pasuk as follows, that the two are compared. So just like the Tomei Meis has certain dinim, it has to be like the dinim of Derech Rechokah, Ki Derech. In other words, Ma Derech Bigolui, just like a Derech is clear and wide open to everybody, Af Kol Bigolui. So too, this Tumas Meis has to be the type of Tumas Meis that was known to everyone. In other words, it was a known Tumas Meis, excluding Tumas Tahom. So Reish Lakish dashes it out from this pasuk by the bringing of the Korban Pesach, and Rebbe Elazar dashes it out from a pasuk by Nazir. The din of Tumas Tahom applies to both of them. Now, if you look in the Bach, and you look both in the Rosh and in Tosos, they point out that there's a parallel Gemara in Psachim that disagrees with the way our Gemara learns it, and Daf Pei Aleph over there in Psachim, they have a different way of learning it, but we're going to stick to the way our Gemara learns this drasha right now. Reish Lakish says that this is the source for learning out Tumas Hatahom from the person who's bringing the Korban Pesach, and that's the way we'll leave it for now. Now the Gemara says, I the Elo. Now, the Girsa that we have is Hoditanan. As you can see on the side, it says, however, the Girsa should be the Hotanya. We learned in a Tosefta in Zovin. And therefore, the more appropriate introduction of this Brisa, which is a Tosefta, is the Hotanya. So, in any event, Hoditanya, what about the following? It says over there, a Zohi Tumas Hatahom. It asks there in the Brisa in Zovin, what is the definition of Tumas Hatahom? So it says, Kol She'eno Makira Echad B'Sof Olam, that nobody knows, even at the far ends of the world, all the way at the end of the world, there's no person in the world that knows about this mace. This person died over here, he fell into this pit, he was subsequently covered up by the dirt around him, there's an avalanche, whatever it may be, and nobody knows that this mace was buried over here, even B'Sof Olam. Now, Avo Makira Echad B'Sof Olam, but if somebody does know about it, it's just that the person who passed over it didn't know about it, but there are people that know about it. This was a cemetery, so the older people in town remember that this was a cemetery. So then, Ein Zu Tumas Hatahom, the special unique dinim of Tumas Hatahom don't apply, and if you were mahal over this, this is going to make you tame, irrespective of whether you've done your taglachas, irrespective of whether you've already brought your Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So this Brisa is a kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Bishlam Laman Diomar Ki Derech, according to Reish Lakish, who says we learn it out from Derech, so then Shapir, he has no problem because it has to be clear and open like the Derech. And that's why this Brisa from Zovin fits in with Reish Lakish, that if somebody is Makira B'Sof Olam, so then it's not Tomas Hatahom. It's clear like a Derech. But according to Elazar, El Laman Diomar Bin Michu Verislo, it has to be clear to him, so then so, my havi, the fact that somebody knows about it at the end of the world, who cares? He didn't know about it. So, according to Rabbi Elazar, how does he understand this Brisa from Zovin? So, that's kasha number one. But then, so, the Mefarshim understand this, that not only is this next thing going to be a kasha on Rabbi Elazar, but this is also going to be a kasha on Reish Lakish. So, even though Reish Lakish got away with the first question, it was Bishlam according to him, but the second question is even going to be a kasha according to Reish Lakish. His Darasha from has to be like Derech. So, Ha Ditanya, the following Brisa, it says, Hamotze Meis Mushkov Lerochba Shel Derech. If you find subsequently that there was a mace that was buried there and his body covered the entire width of the road. So anybody going on that road definitely was a mile over that mace. So in regards to Truma, bit Truma, for eating of Truma, Tomei. No, that person is definitely Tomei and can no longer eat Truma. So if he's a Kohen, he obviously can't eat it. But even if he's a Yisrael, if he touched the Truma will become Tomei because he's Tomei Tumas Mace. He's an Avat Truma and he goes and Mismatame the Truma. So a Yisrael is going to be metame it. A Kohen can't eat it if he's in this tame situation. But this is only a din by truma in regards to if he was a Nazir and he had done his taglachas, so then this din of Tumas Hatahom applies. Ubasias Pesach, or if he brought his Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon and he subsequently finds out that he was had been mild on this buried person that is Tumas Hatahom, so then Tar, he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, his Korban Pesach Rishon counted. So, in both of these situations, we say the Tumas Hatahom applies to the Korban Pesach and applies to the Nazir. Now, why should that be different than Truma? Maishna. So, mustn't it be over here that this is a unique din of Tumas Hatahom? But according to Reish Lakish, why should there be any difference? Derech Rechoka, nobody knew about it. So the din, if this is the Drasha, should apply to Truma as well. So it's a kasha, not only on the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, but it's also a kasha on Reish Lakish. So neither of these two drashos, either Rabbi Elazar or Reish Lakish, fits in with these brises that we brought down. So the Gemara concludes, you're right, these drashos are just an asmachta, and the real drasha is El Tumas Hatahom Gemara Gemirei Law. This is a halacha l'moshe Sinai. This is the tradition that we have. Gemara Gemirei Law means that this was the tradition that we had handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu on our Sinai. It is a halacha l'moshe Sinai. That's the bottom line, why this unique din of Tumas Hatahom is here, and it only applies in these specific ways. It has to be truly something that nobody knows about. It has to be that this Tumah was only identified after the bringing of the Korban Pesach, after the Nazir had done his taglachas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and it has to be that it was the person was already tahar at the time, and not that he was tamei at the time. That's the halacha of Moshe v'Sinai. Gemara continues and goes back and says, quotes the Mishnah, im ad shelo gilach b'chule. We said, if however he hadn't done his taglachas, this is according to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, according to the Chachamim, if he had brought his karbanos, he's already no longer a nazir. So this goes according to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who we learned early in the Masechta said, taglachas is what makes him now mutter to drink wine and to become tamei l'meisim and his naziris is over. So in that situation, if this tumas at the home even occurred before then, so then it is soser. So the Gemara asks, who is the author of this? Mantana. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, like I just told you, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He damar taglachas miakevis. Rabbi Eliezer holds, we had this machlokas early in the Masechta, where Rabbi Eliezer holds that until you do the taglachas, even though you brought your kabanos, so your naziris isn't over, you're not yet able to be matamah lemesim, you're not able to drink wine yet, and you can't cut your hair yet until you do your taglachas. So obviously our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now we ask the following shaila. Boy, Rabbi Bachama asks the following shaila. Nitma bisoch milos. If the person became tame with either a regular tumma or tumas at the home, this din is the same, but this occurred before he had completed his Naziris. So the actual Tumah occurred before the 30 days, let's say, Nistam Naziris Rav, but he only finds out about it, the Nodalo, he only finds out that he had in fact become Tomei Li'achamalos after the 30 days were up, however, before he brought his Karbanos and did his Taglachas. So let's say, for example, he had completed his 30-day Naziris, and now it's day 31, and he's ready to bring his Karbanos and do his Taglachas. And he finds out now that he became Tomei. Mahu, what's the halach over here? Do we say, Basa Yediyah Azlin? And do we say you go after the time that he found out about it, which would be after he finished his count of 30 days, and therefore he's now Tomei, he would only have to count 7 days and then bring his Karbanos, because he had completed his Naziris days, and he just has to be Tahara. It's going to take him 7 days to become Tahara, and then he can do his Taglachas Tahara, and he doesn't have to do the Taglachas Tumah. So in this situation, as the Gemara says, Basi Yediyah Azlin V'Yediyah Achamalosi, and since this Yediyah only occurred after the 30 days had been completed, he doesn't soser everything? Or do we say, oh, lo? Or do we say, no? The bottom line is, he hasn't yet done his taglachas, and therefore it soser everything. That's the question. And the Gemara says, Ulamai, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? As I just said, Lemista, is it going to knock off the 30 days or not knock off the 30 days? We turn to Samach Gimel on the days where we get the answer to Rami Bachama's question. So Rabbi answers it. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi tells us, look at our Mishnah, Toshma. Our Mishnah said, Im Achlo Gilach. Our Mishnah said, if he hasn't yet done his taglachas, so then, even if it's Tumas to home, Benkachu Benkachu, certainly a Tumah Yedua, and even if it's Tumas to home, it is Soser. Now, what are we talking about? Hechidonich. If he finds out during the 30 days that he was Tomei, so then what's the Chiddush? Tzrich Lemeimah? Well, you have to tell me that. This is a regular case. The person finds out during his Aziris that he's Tomei. So, of course, it's Soser in Aziris. If he's Tomei Tumas Meis, he has to start his count again. There's no doubt about that. Everybody holds like that. That's Beferish. So, therefore, it can't be talking about that case. Ella, what must our Mishnah be talking about? Ella, Lab, the Mishnah is talking about he became Tomei during the 30 days, but he only subsequently finds out about it, Liachamalos, after the 30 days, and our Mishnah said, even in that situation, that it is Soser. Oh, Shmamina, that even though the Yediyah was after the 30 days, but the Maisa of Tumah was during the 30 days, it is Soser. Ah, so asked and answered. That's Rabba's answer to Rami Bar Chama. Where it says, not so fast. Vadayin Tibaylach, you still ask, does it mean Kulo Soser? Does it mean that it's Soser the entire count? Or is it just Shiva Soser? Or is it only Soser 7 days? In other words, if you became Tomei after the 30-day count, so then it's not Soser the entire period of time. Everybody agrees, if you became Tomei after the Malos, so in this situation, you just have to become Tar. It's a 7-day process. You don't bring Taglachas Tumah because your Naziris count had been finished. You just have to become Tar, and then you bring your Taglachas Tahara. So when it says Soser, does it mean over here, it's Soser all the days, the 30 days, or does it only mean that it's Soser 7 days, you just have to wait to become Tar? So when it says, Laman, who are you asking this question according to? Ilema l'Rabbanan, if you're asking according to Chachamim, Pshita d'kulo Soser, it certainly is going to be Soser everything, because they always hold that it's Soser everything up until you bring your Karbanos, or at least one of your Karbanos. We learned previously that the Chachamim hold that if your Tumah occurs after the 30 days, but before you actually brought your Karbanos, or even one Karban, it is Soser. So certainly, if you find out that you were Tomei on day, in the middle of the Naziris, on day 10 of the Naziris, and you only find out about it after the Malos, of course the Chacham would say it's going to be Soser. So the question can't be asked according to Chacham. Ella what? The Chacham would say Pshita, the Kula Soser. So what are you asking according to Rabbi Lezer? You know, Rabbi Lezer, he always holds Kol Acha Malos is only Shiva Soser. So what's the question? According to the Chachamim, it's Soser all 30 days. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's always going to be only Soser 7 days. So what's your question? So the Gemara says, Amaloch, Rabbi Lezer would in fact say, when do I say it's only Soser 7 days? Hani mili kinit mo'acha malos. I only say that if the tumma occurred after the malos, then it's only Soser 7 days. But here, v'hai lifnei malosu. Here, the tumma occurred, let's say on day 10, in the middle of the malos, and I only find out about it after the malos. Maybe in that situation, it is Soser all 30 days. Or maybe not. Odilma, shiny hacha, in this case, the idea, acha melosi, and therefore the same rules apply, and it's only Soser 7 days. So this is the question according to Rabbi Eliezer. Is it Soser 7 days, or is it Soser 30 days? And how do we answer it? Umina, we give the answer from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah said, Tani, bein kach u bein kach Soser. Your Soser, whether it was Tumah that was known, or whether it was Tumah that was not known. Tumah sat at home. The local Mivligin, it doesn't make any distinction between when the Yediyah was. So therefore, the bottom line is, if the Yediyah occurred after the Malos, or the Tumah occurred after the Malos for certain, it's only 7 days. So Relez's opinion is, when he says it's Soser, in this situation, after the Malos, if the Yediyah is after the Malos, and certainly if the Tumah is after the Malos, it's only Soser 7 days. Oh, that is the answer, Shmamina. Gemara now brings down a Tosefta from Zovim that says the following, another Braisa, Tana Rabban, we learned in this Braisa, Hamotze Mace, Mutol Lerach Bushel Derech. We had this previously, that if you find the mace that is stretched across the road, and you didn't know the mace was there, and in fact, you were mile over that mace, it's impossible to pass through that road without being mile over that mace. So we had brought down, in regards to Truma, you are Tomei. In other words, any Truma that you have that crossed with you is Tomei. If you are Yisrael, you're now a Avat Tumah, and any Tumah you touch will become Tumah. If you're a Kohen, you are Tumah Tumas Mace, and you're not allowed to eat Tumah. So in regards to Tumah, even though this was Tumas Hatahom, you didn't know about this, it is still going to make you Tumah. But we said, for unique cases, this is Alach L'Moshe Misinai that we spoke about before, Ubinazir, for a person who's completed his Taglachas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Chacham, he just at least brought one of his Korbanos, so his Naziris is over, and now he only finds out that he had contact with this Tumas at the home, he passed over it. So then, in that situation, the Nazir does not have to repeat his Naziris. Ubosa Pesach, and the person who brought his Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, and now finds out that he had crossed this Tumas at the home, and technically was Tommy when he brought his Pesach Rishon, he's tar. Both of these situations, the Nazir and the Osa Pesach, are both tar. The Nazir doesn't have to redo his count, the Naziris, and the Osa Pesach doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. And we said, Bamedvar Mamurim, the Brisa continues, and it says, under what circumstances is this talking about? Shein lo mokum lava. This is talking about where he vadai had to have passed over this mace. The mace was across the entire road, and there was no way to go around this mace. He definitely passed over the mace. So then this din of Tumas Atom applies by Nazir and Osir Pesach. It doesn't apply to Truma, Halacha Moshe Misinai. However, if there was room, the mace was only over part of the road. Avo yesh lo makom lavar. However, the mace was situated, it is possible. It's a suffix. Did I or did I not pass over it? So then, even af l'truma tahar, why is that? Because this is suffix tuma b'rishus harabim, and suffix tuma b'rishus harabim, sveiko tahar. Therefore, even for truma, it is permissible. The Braisa continues and says, again, by Medvar Mamurif, this goes back on the first part of the Braisa, on the word circumstances, we say that Lechuma Tome Ubinazib Ose Pesach is Tar, that's only Shemitzo Sholem, when this Tumas at the home, the body was intact, and it's definitely across the entire road. Then we say, for Truma, you are still Tomei. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is only for Nazir and Osa Pesach. However, if the mace, in this situation, this Tumas at the home, Avo Mishubar, if it was broken up or mephoric or spread out. In other words, there wasn't a vadai situation here that you definitely passed over the mace. Again, this is going to be Safik Tumah Birushus Harabim, because maybe there was room here that you could have not been mile over this Tumas at the home. So then, Afilu Ein Makum Lavor. So here, even though you almost certainly would have passed over this if you had gone in a straight line, but since it's separated, maybe you didn't go in a straight line, And you could have actually gone between the broken parts of the mace, the separated parts of the mace. So even though, if you just went in a straight line, you definitely would have been over the mace. But maybe you didn't go in a straight line, and theoretically, at least, you could have not passed over the Tumas mace hatahom. So chayshinan shema bein prokim avar. We are allowed to assume chayshinan here means we have the halachic right to assume that you didn't vaday pass over any part of the Tumas mace, and therefore you are in fact tar, because then again, this is a situation of sofek tumah b'shus harabim sveiko tar. However, if the mace was in a kever, uva kever, if this mace was buried inside a coffin, how that could happen would be assuming the person had fallen into a coffin and nobody knew that he was there. That's how you could have a tumas at home, or the person was in the mace and somehow people didn't realize that this is where he was buried. The person that was raining, sometimes we have stories in the Gemara where it's pouring and raining and they buried somebody in a place, maybe grave robbers came and dug it up, whatever the scenario it may be. Again, we're just learning the halacha here, not saying that this is likely to have happened, but if this was a person who was buried in a kever, he was buried in a some sort of a coffin or some sort of a sealed type of a structure. He fell into the sealed structure and ultimately they sealed it over and he was not known that he was buried in there. A guy fell into a construction site and then they poured cement over it. So nobody knew that this person was buried over there. So then in this situation, however, here, even if the limbs are all apart, Mishubar Mefarak, Afilu Mishubar Mefarak, since he's in a coffin, we had discussed this previously, this coffin now is tummy, even in the areas where the person is not actually physically buried, but the entire coffin, the tumah spreads out and is bokas lamala and is bokas lamata. So therefore, in this situation, he would be tameh, even though it's tumas at home. As we said, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai doesn't apply to truma. Why? Because this grave, if it's done in the right way, so this structure where there is going to be the tumah spreading out, so then in this situation, even if you didn't pass directly over the limbs, but you had to have passed over this coffin, so therefore it would be tameh for truma. And again, the Braisa continues and says, "Bamed dvar mamurim." What are we talking about over here? That we say that he mistama, he passed between the limbs when it wasn't inside a coffin, and therefore it's sofek tumah shusarabim. That's b'mahalei piragel. That's only talking about if he's walking by foot. So it's possible that he didn't walk in a straight line. He zigzagged a little bit when he was walking. However, Avol Ton, if he was carrying something heavy, which Mistama means he's going to walk in as straight a line as possible, or Rachel, if he's riding on something, so the riding on the horse or on the vehicle is going to go straight, so therefore, Tame, then we say that there is no likelihood that he passed in between the Meshubar or Mefaruk limbs, and therefore he is Vaday Tame, Tumas Tahom, for Truma. Because Lefi, Shemahalik Baraglav, somebody walking, so it's possible, Efsha, Lo, Shelo Yigat. Maybe he walked and didn't touch the mace, it wasn't mile over the mace. Vishelo Yasif, Vishelo Yal. That he didn't move the mace, even though he didn't directly touch it, he didn't move it, Vishelo Yal, and he didn't pass over it. Because a person walking can sometimes walk in a non-straight line. But if he's torn, he's carrying something heavy, oh, Rachel, or if he's riding on something, some stomach, he goes in a straight line, it's impossible, Efsha, Shelo Yigat, Vishelo Yasif, Vishelo Yal. It's impossible that he shouldn't have either touched the Tumas at the home, moved the Tumas at home, or was mile over the Tumas at the home. And again, the Braisa says, "Bamed dvar mamurim." Under what circumstances are we talking about that this halach l'moshe b'sinai applies for nazir and osei pesach? That's only talking about b'tumas at home. As we've said, it's only talking about this halach l'moshe b'sinai b'tumas at home. Avo, it was tumah yidua. This was a cemetery, albeit he didn't know it was a cemetery. So then, all of them shloshtan, not only the truma, but the Nazir and the Osef Pesach are also going to be Tmeim, Shlosh Tmeim. All three of them are going to be Tameh. The Ezohi Tumas at home. Finally, this Braisa concludes and says, what's the definition of Tumas at home? Kol She'ena Makira Echad B'Sofa Olam. Nobody knows about this. However, if there's even one person, Makira Echad B'Sofa Olam, in other words, somebody knows that this person was buried over here, even though nobody around here knows it, or you don't know it, Ein Zo Tumas at home. That, by definition, isn't this Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai of Tumas at home. The Braisa continues and says, "Haya tamun b'teven o b'tzroros." The person wasn't buried in the ground, but he was covered up by either straw, teven, or tzroros, or pebbles. That's also called harezo tumas atom. Tumas atom is not a din that he's buried deep in the ground. It's that he's covered up, and nobody knows that he's buried over there. So this could apply with rocks covering him up, pebbles covering him up. He's under some sort of an avalanche, and that's what it means with tzroros or teven. They dumped some straw over here, and they didn't realize the person was sleeping over there, and he ended up suffocating, and he died, and he's underneath this teven. However, that's only true for Tevin and Tzoros. That would be Tumas at the home. However, Biyamin, if he was in a water, or Ba'afela, or in the darkness someplace, Ubenikike as slime, or in between the rocks, in some sort of a crevice in between the rocks, so he is visible in that situation. So even though you don't know that he's there, but he's visible, Ein zo tumas atom. That, by definition, is not called tumas atom if he is visible. Even though you don't know about it, but Mistama, somebody knows about it if he is visible, and he's not covered up, so therefore, that is not called tumas atom. Bottom line is, the Brisa says, v'lo amrim tumas atom. We only say the din, halacha moshe sinai tumas atom for a nazir and for a nosir Pesach. Ella lemeis bovad. It only applies to tumas meis. It wouldn't apply to some other tumah that was hidden away over there. Those dinim don't apply. This halacha moshe sinai is a specific din of tumas meis that was not known to anybody, and it's dealing only with a nazir and a nosir Pesach. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that said, ketzad yorad. He said that the person was going down into this ma'ara, which has a mikveh down there. The Mishnah had said, under different circumstances, he would be tar, different circumstances, he would be tamei. So the Gemara starts off and teaches us some of these dinim of the mace that is floating in the water. So far, if the mace is floating in the water, ain't a metamal inyan sheretz. So if this mace is a sheretz that we're dealing with, one of the Shmona Shrotzim that's described in Parshas Shmini and in Parshas Re'eh, that are metame as dead Shrotzim. So it's always talking about dead Shrotzim. A live Sheretz is never metame, and only these eight Shmona Shrotzim are metame. Other Shrotzim are not. So, for example, the difference between a frog and a toad. So there are halachas in the Torah that tell us that only these Shmona Shrotzim are metame. If you come into contact with them, you become tame. So, the Tanya, under what circumstances are we talking about? So here again, we have the word the Tanya, and it says on the side, the reason why this is called the Tanya, because it's Tosefta in Taharos that we're actually quoting, albeit others have the gear, so there should be the Tna, because it's a Mishnah in Taharos as well. In any event, it says the Tanya, Sofek Tumah Tzofa. If you have a Sofek about a Tumah that is floating in water, so you're not sure, did you or did you not touch this Tumah? So, Bain Bekelim, Bain Bikarka, this sheretz is floating in this water. And whether this water is in a container, let's say it's in a big vat of some sort, it's in a swimming pool of some sort, or whether it is in a lake and it's floating on the lake. The lake is on the ground, so to say. So in both of these situations, Bain Bikalim, Bain Bikarka, Tahora. If it's a sophic situation over here that you touched it, so it is tar. Why is that? So the bottom Tosus Sotha explains that we're dealing here, Shiesh Mayim Bechli, there's water in this Kli, or it's on the ground, the Sheretz Sof Al Pnei HaMayim, the Sheretz is floating here on the water, and Sofik Noga Bechli, Sofik Lo Noga. You don't know, did you or did you not touch this Kli that the Sheretz is on? Or Bekarka B'Bayim, or the Sheretz is floating in the water on the ground, Shagabi Akarka. So in this situation, we have the opinion of the Tanakama that it is Tahora, because he brings down at the end of this Tosos, Avot Tzofa She'eno Kavua. It's floating, so it's not in a set place. The Tumah doesn't apply here, even if it's a B'shus HaYochid. And we don't say, Sofek Tumah B'shus HaYochid Sveiko Tomei, like we normally do, because it's floating. It's not in a Kavua place. That's what the Tanakhama's opinion is. Rabbi Shimon Omer, B'Kelim Tmeya. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's in a Keli, so then it is considered over here Tomei. But if it's B'Karka, it is considered Tahora. Why is that? So we turn to Samach Dalet Amud Aleph and we explain. My time of the Tanakhama, why does the Tanakhama say that it's tar in all situations? And Rabbi Shimon says it's only tar if it was in a kli, but not if it was floating directly in the water. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi. Rabbi Yitzchak, who's the son of Avudimi, says, because the pasuk says, Ksiv b'chol ha-sheretz ha-shoretz. What does that mean? Every sheretz that is being a sheretz, it is shoretz, it's swarming. So, kol makom shehu shoretz, if it is able to swarm there, i.e., if it's on the ground, uksiv al ha'aretz, b'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz al ha'aretz. So, therefore, why does it have to tell me al ha'aretz ha'ketzad to teach me that vaday mago tame, but sofik mago is tar? If it's not a vaday situation that I touched it, it's only a sofik situation, even if it's tumah b'rishus ha'yochid, if it was floating in the water, whether on a kli or whether it's just floating in the water, the Tanakhama holds that that is a sofik situation that will be tar based upon this pasuk that says b'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz al ha'aretz. So therefore, it must mean that it has to be vaday that you touched it. That's the drasha according to the Tanakhama. No, what's Rabbi Shimon's opinion? Says only if it's in the kli, is it considered tamei? But in the water itself, it's not. Rabbi Shimon, my time. What's his reasoning? Amar Ula. Ula says because the pasuk also says k'siv ach mayan ubar, it will be tahar. So uksiv yitma, it will be tamei in other situations. So how can you tell me if it's in the mayan it's tahar, but in other situations it's tamei? So how does Rabbi Shimon darshan this pasuk? Ha ketzad? What is it referring to? Again, the pasuk says ach mayan ubar mik v'mayim yet tahar, but then it says no gab and v'lsam yitma. So it seems to be contradictory. Part of the pasuk says it's tar, part of the pasuk says it's tame. So how does Rabbi Shimon darsh this? Hakeitz, and he says, it depends. Tzofa b'kelim. If it's floating in a keli, so then it is tame. That's the part of the pasuk says, that yitma. But if in fact it's bekarka, it's floating in the water, not in a keli, so then the pasuk says, ach mayon ubar, mikve mayim yet tahar. In that situation, Rabbi Shimon says it will be tahar. So this is the distinction between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. They both agree that if it's floating in the water itself, that it's going to be tar. But there's a machlokas, if it's floating in a kli, the kli is floating on the water, so then, in that situation, the Tanakama says it's still tar, but Rabbi Shimon would say that it's tameh. This is a good stopping point for us. It's a little bit in the middle of the sugya, but we'll pick up here tomorrow, b'ezras Hashem. With this, we conclude today's shiur.